Hare Krishna, everyone. Dobar dan. Well, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, but I don't have the Bhagavatam. Maybe I can use my phone for a moment. This Bhagavatam. We are reading six canto. Chapter 6 and chapter 4 and verse 6. In my phone the detail is they have Srimad Bhagavatam in Spanish, then will be a little difficult to translate from to English. Tavyam nirdayam manam stan upalavya kurudvaha rajovacha mahansomo manjum prashamayam niva. Tavyam, by the wind and fire. Nidahyamanan, being burnt. Tan, them, the trees. Upalavya, sing. Kurudvaham, O Maharaj Parikshit. Raya, the king of the forest. Uvacha, saith. Mahan, the great. Somaha, predominating. Predominating deity of the moon. Somadeva. Manyum, the anger. Prashamayan, pacifying. Iva, like. Translation and purpose for Aisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear King Parikshit, when Soma, the king of the trees, and predominating deity of the moon, saw the fire and wind burning all the trees to ashes, he felt great sympathy, because he is the maintainer of all herbs and trees. To appease the anger of the Prachetas, Soma spoke as follows. Can you repeat after me, please? My dear King Parikshit, when Soma, the king of the trees, and predominating deity of the moon, saw the fire and wind burning all the trees to ashes, he felt great sympathy, because he is the maintainer of all herbs and trees. To appease the anger of the Prachetas, Soma spoke as follows. Purport. It is understood from this verse that the predominating deity of the moon is the maintainer of all the trees and plants throughout the universe. It is due to the moonshine that trees and plants grow very luxuriantly. Therefore, how can we accept the so-called scientists whom moon expeditions have informed us that there are no trees or vegetation on the moon? Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Somo vriksha distata saeva vrikshanam raya. Soma, the predominating deity of the moon, is king of all vegetation. How can we believe that the maintainer of vegetation has no vegetation on his own planet? Before I start speaking, I would like to ask for blessings to all Vaishnavas, senior devotees and Vaishnavas here, that I can glorify properly the Srimad Bhagavatam and say something useful for our spiritual life. So here in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is speaking some different points about, first, the scientists, how they are cheating, because they don't have the knowledge that Srimad Bhagavatam is giving. They think nobody has it, and then they try to cheat everyone. Huh? But devotees who study the Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita cannot be cheated by them. Only who want to be cheated is cheated. Huh? Then Krishna please all this kind of person and consciousness. And then he speaks that the moon is the deity of the moon is the maintainer of all vegetation, or the deity of all vegetation. Then he was very worried about all the prachetas was doing on his awake, because they were doing so many austerities. When they wake up, they saw so many things going on, growing vegetables, and was like wild world. Huh? Then they were trying first to arrange everything and to make how it was before. Huh? But the moon was very worried because they were burning everything and making everything to ashes, and he felt compassion. Huh? He felt sympathy. Because naturally all the Vaishnavas, they feel compassion. And his service is about the plants, then he feels compassion about the all burning plants. Similarly, the devotees, they feel compassion, but it's a different compassion. They feel compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, this material world. And Srila Prabhupada is the main example. No? He just seeing all the fallen conditional souls suffering in the material world of the West, he came all the way from India, no? To save everyone, all the universe. No? Then that's the compassion of the Vaishnava, and it's a great quality, no? Because with all this compassion, nobody could even get out of this material world. No? And then we need always to glorify this compassion and try to serve in the way that we develop a bit of compassion that they are showing us, and we can help in with the mission that he's spreading around the world. No? And compassion, a bit of this compassion, we need to get association of great Vaishnavas. Huh? First place, the Srila Prabhupada books is directly his association, and then we can understand a bit also, because only pure devotees can recognize another pure devotees. So we can just recognize some qualities of of the devotees by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And then when we recognize a few qualities of the pure devotee, we can approach to them and take association of them. And in this way, we can serve them and help them with the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Then Srila Prabhupada mentioned other points here also. That in order to the preaching, we cannot accept this kind of scientists that they're trying to cheat us. In Mayapur, they are already building the universal form. Well, their planetarium, and then we can understand better how it works, and not let us cheat by these scientists. They anyway will try to cheat everyone, because they think the knowledge is all the world is the only thing they have. So the devotees are trying to awake the persons about this different kind of knowledge. And if we want to preach and to stop this kind of cheaters, we need to study very deeply the scriptures about many topics. That's the importance of the studying, because it's is the main thing for preaching. If we don't have knowledge, we cannot approach to the people and try to awake them. And is knowledge is not going alone. It's also going by service. It's like they go together. No? And when doing service and having knowledge, they are going together, and we are practicing and studying, then the knowledge takes strength. Then we can convince the people more. Chanting the holy name, studying, doing service to the deity, all the nine process, then what more we can do, and then in that way doing service and studying scriptures, we can share the message of Srila Prabhupada. We can preach, and convince the people that what's the truth, what's the truth, and make them, think about it, and then they can naturally feel affection for or attraction for Krishna consciousness. So in the way that we are doing Hariram Ruchi, well, the group of Hariram we are traveling, the holy name is one of the main process to awake our consciousness. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us as a principal mantra, the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, to awake our consciousness easily and faster and practically. No? Then if we try to understand our original position without getting deep on the holy name, is gonna be very difficult. I'm sure of that. Because this is the process that Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bringing us to us. then many things. I'm sure all of you know about this. I'm just trying to remember, because sometimes we need to remember again and again, and it's good to hear from me also. Then this is a very important process to remember. Then everything goes around the holy name. It's like the holy name, the source of all the service around that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings us. If the holy name is chanted properly, then everything will come. Some more services, more ways to preaching, many different things. But only depends on the chanting of the holy name. How we chanting, or japas, and so on. Some people, they trying to practice spiritual life, or they are trying to practice some process, and looking for liberation, and looking for going to heavenly planets like this. But the devotee, because I'm saying this because he is talking about the moon and how is to live the moon full of plants and everything. And then when the people, or even some devotees, they have not so much knowledge, or they still have a touch of the material world, we think we can go to heavenly planets and continue our spiritual life there, more peaceful. But that's not, that's not properly for Vaishnavas, because going there is so much risky. It's too much enjoyment and too much distraction for focus in the holy name and the glorification of the Lord. And also, if we go and come back, if we go, we should come back, because our pious activities will finish, and then we should come back to the earth, and the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission will be done. Then we have to take advantage of the opportunity we have in first place, and try to develop more qualities for preaching Krishna consciousness, always. Then if we try to develop these qualities, Krishna will help us so much. By giving association with devotees, he will send devotees to give us association, and then we should take this association. Because the devotees, they are associates of the Lord, no? They always with Krishna, no? Then Krishna is very kind with them. And if we try to sincerely develop these qualities, he will send devotees to help us. Sadhu Sangha. Well, I will stop here, because I'm not so philosophical person, and I can just explain a bit what I have read and heard about Krishna consciousness. And if somebody has some comments and questions, if I can answer, I will be very glad to, very happy to answer. Yes, bro.
Hare Krishna. I just appreciated this point that Srila Prabhupada makes at the end of the purport, where he says, Soma, the predominating deity of the moon, is the king of all vegetation. How can we believe that the maintainer of vegetation has no vegetation on his own planet? So we have this. Srila Prabhupada gave many arguments which he took directly from the Srimad Bhagavatam. For us, sometimes if it's contrary to popular belief, then we have many doubts. But Srila Prabhupada, he had so much faith in the Bhagavatam that when he would speak with scientists and journalists and reporters, he would give evidence directly from the Shastra and use, you know, logic and reason to bring out the absolute nature of the Shastras. So I really appreciated that. And I guess I have, my question is for you, because your parents are devotees. What was your experience kind of growing up with this, learning all of these, Srila Prabhupada's vision of the world, you know, as far as the moon and different things that were very popular in modern times, but Srila Prabhupada didn't accept. Was it like going to school and things like that? What was it like for you?
Actually, it was very funny, because I remember in the beginning when they start in the school teaching me this knowledge of the universe, I was a little bit confused. I was accepted because it was totally different than Srimad Bhagavatam, because my parents just tell me, well, the moon is biggest than the sun and is father of the sun. And then I heard of this and actually brought the Bhagavatam to the school and I started showing to my friends. This is Srimad Bhagavatam and this is the universe, how I learn. And they were like, you are crazy, man. But, yeah, because the people, sometimes they don't have logic or reason, or they don't think so much. They just accept what the society gives. Then if you try to, I was a child in that moment, and I couldn't make them get into reason or logic. But then after that, I start trying to understand a little bit more. Understand the universe is so difficult. We cannot, it's difficult because it's many different details, small details. Then trying sometimes to explain to my friends, and some friends they get it. Huh? Some another they just don't care. But it's funny how the people think. They don't expect any other knowledge than they are receiving from the school. They think in the school is absolute truth. Huh? Then, yeah, people don't think so much. And I would like to ask you also if you have some experience about that, because you also you born also in Krishna consciousness. You have something different.
I didn't really finish actually my school. it was very difficult. I felt, they would teach evolution, and you can see that they didn't really know what they were talking about. For them, it was just, well, this is what we teach, and you know, whether they believe it or not, it's not so important. It's just, this is my job, this is how I make my money, and you know, like that. But I found later on, when I was, you know, going on the streets and things like that, that people, if you know strongly the philosophy, then people are very appreciative. Even if it's not a perspective that they agree with or relate to, but if you can present it authoritatively, then that has an impression on them, whether it's on book distribution or any kind of university program or preaching program. Even if they don't, you know, they may not become devotees on the spot, but when they see that, this person, he knows what he's talking about, this person has faith in something, that also has a deep effect on people, and that's what I found in my life. with the people that I grew up with and like that. One comment, if there's no one, if it's okay. One older generation, like first generation Gurukuli, like in the 70s.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are obviously very infamous times. But at the same time, they had very nice training. And one devotee was telling me how in the Gurukul they were taught all of these arguments by Srila Prabhupada about, you know, the moon landing and different religions and all these kind of, these different scientific, what Srila Prabhupada, you know, all the different kinds of misinterpretations and misconceptions that were taught in schools. And so this one devotee, my friend, he told me that when he transferred to public school, then he was arguing with his teachers in class and defeating them because Srila Prabhupada's arguments were so good. And they were very upset with him, you know, and they would kick him out of class, and he was regularly getting in trouble because no one could compete with him. He was always smashing all of these arguments in science class and you know, like that. So I thought that was really nice.
Yes. How a kid can defeat a teacher, and then the teacher becomes so angry. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, Gurukulis, they have this advantage. Some of them from kids, and maybe the teachers, they don't appreciate, but if they have the faith, how you say, it's very strong to they like beat the people with the knowledge. If somebody has some other comments or questions, we open the debate.
Can you share experience with chanting your name yourself, because you're now so much immersed, absorbed, you know, very well in the world, and
there probably are some experience as well, right? Can you share it? Because not many of us have this opportunity to go in every day and associate with the holy name like that.
Yeah. Well, actually, our service is very simple. It's just going out for 3 hours every day, Harinam. And in the beginning, sometimes it's not so easy to do it. Example, well, I will start how I got into this service. First, I remember in Mexico City I started doing bayans, and we started getting some nice association with some devotees, and then the bayans group started growing up, and then we start feeling like we need to go out, no? Because we cannot just keep it in a box, no? In a cave, chanting the holy name. It's good. It's so much nectar also. We find that it is. But still, we were feeling like in a jail. No? We are chanting. Some devotees were telling me like, I feel like in jail. I need to go out. No? We need to go out. No? This is what I feel. And then we start thinking in how we do Harinam. And then after 1 year doing this service, because we were doing service of bayans in the night. And after we were feeling this, and then one devotee, some senior devotee family, they saw on internet, Harinam Ruchi start first world tour and he's going these places and so like this on. And then this devotee said, oh, let's invite him here. And we can help with the tickets and everything. And let's start hiring him here. And then they invite them. There was only, I think, 3 devotees, if I remember. Or 2. I think first time we were only 2 devotees. Vishnuyan and Prahlad Nrisimha, Czech devotee. Nrisimha Chaitanya, sorry. they two went, and they make so much like a bomb, like awakenings about the Harinam, because the Harinam was so lost. I remember when I was a child, the devotees were doing Harinam 2-3 days on the week, and then weekends Maharinam, and it was like huge Maharinam, and I was a child and I didn't play nothing, but they were giving me books to distribute or incense or prasadam, and then it was like going everywhere, and I saw so fire of the kirtan and Harinam, and I didn't see it for so long. I didn't see Harinam and kirtan, like fire of kirtans, for so long. It was like lost in Mexico. And then they came and they like push it up, and then we got inspired and we start doing Harinams also. And then Balavant and me, we start doing this service for the after they came the next year. And then sometimes we have our ups and our downs, like sometimes there was nobody to go for Harinam, you know. And but we were very, very inspired to do this service, no? Because we knew how Sri Chaitanya wanted everyone to do it, and we start doing it. We continue. Sometimes we were like, okay, we go alone. It was sometimes it was not Balavanta, it was me, or sometimes I was not there, just Balavanta. And then when you are like with this decision, with this faith to go out, the devotees, as they see you and they get inspired, because I was like, okay, I go along and I don't care. I will do the jagya. And then some devotees were like, okay, I go with you, no problem. And before that, they were like, no, I don't want to go. But when they see your decision and your determination, Krishna send them inspiration to help in the process. Then we continue doing like this sometimes. Sometimes it was very nice Harinams. And then after that, Krishna sent more association. More devotees came from Harinam Ruchi to Mexico. And then the Harinam Ruchi group started growing up. And then they start telling us, okay, you come with us. And then I was watching. Because sometimes I was chanting japas in the morning before Mangalarti. Now I don't do that so much. I would like to do it, start doing it again. But I was like chanting and getting very, very, very inspired, like encouraged to do the service. And I was like praying, please, I want to preach all around the world like these guys. I want to preach, I want to share the holy name. This is like one service I want to do. And we had a huge panchatat of photo in the temple. And I was like in front of them and praying so hard. And I remember this moment like yesterday, because I was like praying so hard. And then after that, the devotees came and invited us. Okay, you come with us. Why are you staying here? You're doing high enough. Let's go. Let's do it. And then the first 2-3 years I couldn't go, but Balavanta went. He went and he was bringing. Like first year, he brought a dolak, and then we start doing like, because with mridanga going so long time in the streets, is very heavy for the hand and for this break the hands, and it's not so much sound. Then it's in the streets, it's better. Dolak, and he brought dolak, and then next year he stopped going. We continued doing Harinam there, and next year I was planning to go. But Krishna stopped me with some service in Mexico. Then 2 years I stayed there, 2 years more. I was like, no, I want to go out. Then after these 2 years we came, and now we are here. And the service is like this kind of service is like so much relief in your heart. Because it's like when you are on the streets and doing Harinam, and you know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada will be very pleased with this service, then you feel like there is nothing else to do. There is nothing else to do, and this is the only thing I can do. When you are on Harinam, and then you just stop chanting or you stop and start doing something else, then all desires start coming into the mind. So it's very safe place. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, the kirtan is the safest place for devotees. Well, that's a bit of my experience. Hare Krishna. Somebody has some comments or someone or experience or any service. It'll be good to share. We are on the time. Well, not so much. And it's on. It's nobody. We can stop here. Thank you very much, everyone. Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.